Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria up to 18 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg and Mbombela up to 17. Polokwane 20.
In the traffic, there's been a crash just south of the Gululis interchange. Everything between Bedford View and Van Buren is busy this afternoon. And in Pretoria, still a massive queue of traffic because of an accident southbound on the N1 highway after Rigel Avenue. The backlog starts from Linwood Road now.
In your sport headlines, Virgil van Dijk signs a new two-year deal to stay with Liverpool, and Johnny Sexton set to join Andy Farrell's Lions backroom staff.
The Walter Sisulu University has shut down its Mthatha campus and gave students until tomorrow to vacate the premises. Several students have been injured today when security tried to disperse a protest using rubber bullets. And the protest follows the death of another student on Monday. Also during the protests, he was allegedly shot by a resident manager. Classes at the university are set to resume on the 5th of May. Meanwhile, the Minister of Higher Education, Nobuhle Nkabane, visited the family of the student Sisonke Mbolekwa.
There is going to be a task team that is going to look at that, which is going to be led by the family, working closely with the Director General of the department. And I also said to the DG, he must also speak to the university, the VC, to see how best are we going to try and meet each other halfway as to ensure that we give them a befitting send-off.
Then to the Western Cape, the judge in the Jocelyn Smith trial has ruled that the confessions of two of the accused can be admitted as evidence after holding a trial within a trial. Jacqueline Apollis and Savino van der Rijn both claimed they were tortured into making statements before the arrest.
Having regard to the evidence led for the admissibility of the statement made by Mr. Apollis to Colonel Pretorius, I rule that the statement can be admitted into evidence insofar as it relates to the statement made by Mr. Van Rijn to Captain Siakui. I rule that it is admissible evidence.
That was Judge Nathan Erasmus. The pair faced kidnapping and human trafficking charges alongside Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, following the young girl's disappearance in February of last year. Then, Easter weekend news. The Department of Water and Sanitation has called on religious leaders and communities planning gathering near water to be extra cautious and adhere to water safety measures to prevent drowning incidents.
Overflowing rivers may appear calm on the surface, but can conceal powerful undercurrents capable of sweeping people away in seconds.
Water and Sanitation spokesperson Nwisani Mabasa there emphasizing that recent heavy rainfall across the country has caused water levels in rivers and dams to rise sharply. And just if you missed it a bit earlier, the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency says they're still looking for four lions that escaped from the Kruger National Park on Sunday.
Today we are searching with dogs. We've been searching with our drones and chopper, but this morning we have decided to search with our dogs so that we can try to locate these lions.
That's Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency spokesperson Simpiwe Shungube. He also warns that if you see them, please don't try and capture them yourself. If you want... Roz, you're laughing. You're laughing.
That goes without saying. Also, a big question that I have, why are we only hearing about this now? These lions escaped on Sunday. Imagine. It's Thursday.
These lions are all at the beach already. They've had enough time. They booked a little My City bus.
This is amazing.
Amalopi Strand.
I just love you guys the best.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.